Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Hello and welcome to this year's Unexplained Halloween special with me, Richard McLean Smith. I truly hope to have a new special this year, but sadly, I wasn't quite able to put it together in time. I don't want to leave you empty-handed, however, so although some of you may have heard these tapes already, for others, this will be an entirely new, horrifying experience. It was back in May 2020 that the body of Ben Williams was found in his flat on Fountain Road in Tooting, South London. When the police found him, those who saw the state of his body had no doubt he'd been murdered. After a thorough investigation, however, the cause of Ben's death was judged unknown and labelled simply death by misadventure. But then they discovered the tapes. An audio diary that Ben had been recording of the pandemic in the months before he died. These are those tapes, raw and unadorned. Make of them what you will. Happy Halloween, and remember, wherever you are, it is always the witching hour, somewhere.
Testing. I think that's working. It's March 16th, 2020. My name's Ben Williams. I'm 27. I live in Tooting in London. And yeah, I just got this audio recorder because I thought I might keep a diary of what's going on at the moment. Basically in the middle of what some people think might be a global pandemic. Yeah, it's called coronavirus, and a lot of people have died. So it's got a few names actually. It's also called COVID-19. There's a big one here: severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, or SARS-CoV-2 is another name. They're saying that it started in Wuhan. It's a city in China with a population of something like 11 million people, and I've never heard of it before. But that's bigger than London. I mean, that's kind of mind-blowing in itself. Anyway, basically, in Italy, over 2,000 people have died already. It's kind of getting a bit out of control there. And in China, it's over 3,000 now, or what they're saying anyway. And yeah, here in the UK, I think we're over 50 now. 50 people have died. You know, there's already kind of government campaigns telling people to, you know, wash their hands loads and, you know, like avoid big groups and even questioning whether people should fly or like travel anywhere. But yeah, so I guess that's the first diary entry. Cool.
Over the last few days, I've been comparing notes and talking to leaders around the world, and I can tell you that the UK is now leading a growing global campaign.
So I'm just listening now to Yeah, basically the government started doing these live press briefings about the spread of the virus, which is pretty sobering. So Prime Minister Boris Johnson has just been talking about how they think cases might start to double every 5 or 6 days. And they're saying we need to stop all non-essential contact. So yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
I was thinking of maybe putting a diary together of, you know, what's been going on. And I don't know, maybe if it gets a bit serious, then it might be quite interesting. Maybe put it out as a podcast or something.
No one's going to want to listen to that.
They might. How's your dad anyway?
Yeah, he's fine. He's busy with work. I mean, I don't think he's really kind of paying much attention to this pandemic stuff. I think he thinks it's not really going to hit us.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be that bothered about it, to be honest.
No, not at all.
So you know about all this this lockdown stuff. I don't know if it's true, but I was just thinking, like, if we have to stay inside, why don't you come and stay with me?
What, in your haunted flat?
It's not haunted. You think anything over 50 years old is haunted?
But what about all those weird noises I always happen to hear whenever I'm staying?
Yeah, all those weird pipes and mice. We were talking about maybe moving in together anyway at some point, so it'd be a good chance to give it a go, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Let's just wait and see what happens with lockdown and whether it actually comes into play, and then we can make a decision.
All right.
Yeah, I know. Who knew the apocalypse was going to be all about running out of toilet paper? Yeah, I managed to get some rice, pasta, and a load of canned stuff. Yeah, but should I be washing it? You are. What about fruit? Yeah, I've got bananas, some apples. Well, I was just going to use washing up liquid. Yeah, exactly, that's what I was thinking. How come you're supposed to use soap and water on a can, but you can just run a banana under the tap? 9 days. I thought it was 2 days. Where did you read that? Oh, fuck it, I'm just going to put soap on the bananas. Yeah, all right. Right, cheers then. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy.
Two of our staff members are in intensive care and
what?
Have been tested. Yeah.
Seriously?
And they tested positive today.
So what are you... Or getting tested, what's going on there?
There's nothing in place for us, which obviously we will have been exposed because they were at work last week.
Right.
And then they did start to feel unwell, so they went off. But
yeah.
Then within a few days have ended up in intensive care.
Oh my God.
But there's nothing. Even the advice, when we rang, the advice was that you don't have to close if you don't want to. But fortunately... Actually, we put our staff's, you know, and the children's well-being before.
Yeah.
But also, over the last 3 weeks,
yeah,
we've had quite a few members of staff unwell. But this is the thing, if you're not tested, how on earth are we to know?
Yeah.
Everything is still so vague, isn't it?
Yeah.
I personally think we've had coronavirus in the school for over a month. So... Definitely, if we'd closed 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
we would have stopped the spread because there is no way, especially if we don't know about it.
So if we can get this down to numbers 20,000 and below.
So it's Wednesday, March 18th today. Normally I'd be at work right now, but I got a text last night from my boss just saying don't come in today. Obviously, everything that's been going on, they just felt like closing the cafe was the right thing to do. And I guess I sort of agree with them. But it's a bit worrying. What's that? Chairman. You knocked over a glass.
It's fine, I understand. I've got Chairman Meow for company anyway. And like you say, hopefully, you know, it's not going to be that long. Absence makes the heart grow fonder and all that.
That's true. It does. What's that? Is it a baby crying in the background?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been crying non-stop pretty much. It's that family next door, remember? They've got that little kid.
I mean, their kid's about 3. That sounds like a newborn.
They're all the same, aren't they?
No, it's quite different.
Really?
Died in the UK after testing positive for the virus has risen to 233.
I've gone in there. I went to the first one. Like, all the pasta's gone, all the rice is gone, bread's gone, toilet paper again, all gone. Oh, it's the next one, same, all gone. How long's that going to go on for? Like, if more people start panic buying, then all shelves will be empty. I don't know, like, do I have to stockpile, but then I'm not supposed to stockpile because then that means there won't be food for everyone else. But I'm just thinking, fuck it. Like, if other people are stockpiling, I don't want to be the one who doesn't have anything to eat. I mean, they're saying we might be, like, locked inside. If we're going to have to be staying inside, then obviously you probably don't want to be going out if it's that bad. I mean, I don't know what they're planning to do. Like, you know, what, they're going to have the army on the street making sure we stay in? I mean, that can't work, can it? What, they're going to be, like, dropping food around our houses? I mean, I don't mind it. Like, we had rationing in the Second World War and, you know, there are people starving all over the world. But it would just be good to have a bit of a sense of, you know, what's the plan? What are we supposed to be doing here? Because I've just been to the shop and it feels like that is going to get stripped bare. And I can't get a delivery slot on the computer because it's all booked up. So, yeah, so I'm just a bit worried about that. A bit worried about what's going to happen now.
Patrick's brother-in-law and his family have moved in to protect their parents.
But where are they staying then?
Well, we've just moved our kids into our bedroom.
Right.
So given them the other two rooms.
Two rooms, right.
Helpful, I think, in a way.
Yeah, well, that's really good of you to let them in.
But it's good for our kids, because then they're being amused by their cousins, which is great.
Yeah, it's only, well, this would do, you know. Well, Boris Johnson was saying he'll happily shake people's hands.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll probably come back to haunt him.
So they've told him not to come into hospital. Oh, shit. So what do they think it is? Cancer? Well, how do they know that if he's not been in to be checked? So what if they do this lockdown then? You're just going to stay up there? Is Granny all right? Oh, well, it's good you're there then. Yeah, I'm all right. Obviously, you know, the cafe was shut, so the job's kind of on pause, I guess. Hopefully it's not for too long. No, is that the one about the guy with all the tigers? No, I've not seen it yet, but I'll check it out. Yeah, maybe we can do one of those Zoom calls. Do you have that? Yeah, it's just like Skype. All right. Yeah, I don't know what to say about it, really. I guess we kind of knew this was coming. But now it's official. I just feel a bit nervous about it. I mean, I'm here on my own, for a start, so I can't see people. I can't have them round. I don't want to get it. I don't want my parents to get it. So it's just better to stay in, isn't it?
Ben, hi, it's Matt. Listen, I'm really sorry to do this. Over voicemail, but it looks like that's that for the time being. So we will be closed from tomorrow. Still not sure what this means for you, but for the time being, obviously don't come in. I guess you'd hope there'd be some sort of government support over money, but who knows? Anyway, give us a call if you want to chat. Yeah, just very sorry.
So it's Tuesday 24th, official lockdown started today, and just got this text. Check this out. gov.uk coronavirus alert. New rules in force now.
You must stay at home. More info and exemptions at gov.uk/coronavirus. Stay at home, protect the NHS, save lives. I mean, that is real. Yeah, it's quite a... Yeah, it's quite... God, that baby is driving me nuts. It's just crying all the time. It woke me up last night. And there it is again. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, but it's Italy though, isn't it? Don't think we'll get like that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I'm doing it all the time. Yeah, I feel like my skin's going to fall off. Yeah, just use moisturiser. Yeah. Honestly, you need to, or your hands will just be red raw. Yeah. Well, I lost it, obviously. I mean, they've had to shut the cafe, so... Well, I've been furloughed, I think. Well, how do you think I feel, then? I'm the one who hasn't got a job. How was I supposed to know a fucking pandemic was going to start? That is the sound of silence. It's so weird. So it's Thursday, March 26th, and I've just come outside to, I don't know, I guess see if everyone was doing it, and there's like nobody here. It's so strange. And listen to that. Not a plane in the sky. You see one now and it's like the end of 28 days later, you know, and you're just looking up at this thing in complete awe. Well, they're not social distancing. I'm on the high street now, and I mean, this is even more eerie because, like, obviously there's a few more people here. There's a couple of cars. Not sure they're key workers, but anyway. It's crazy. There's like all the shop fronts are down. I mean, there's like maybe one or two people on this whole high street. It's so weird. It's so weird. Like three people here. Oh, I'm surprised there's not more, because it's, in a way, you know, if you are only allowed out for a bit, this is where people are going to come. But I don't know, maybe just people being nervous at the moment. Hear all the birds. I mean, I don't know, maybe you could hear that before, but I didn't notice it. So many of them. There's quite a few people jogging, a few people walking around, but... Oh, watch out, mate. Yeah, just go round. 2 metres. He just comes straight at me. I can see him jogging all the way down here, right next to the fence, can't go anywhere, and he's practically brushed my shoulder. Just watching the briefing tonight, and I've noticed that so the podiums have changed. So before they were just saying, you know, each one had like stay at home, protect the NHS, save lives, in kind of blue and white, which is, I guess, conservative colours. Now they've changed it, so each podium's got like one of each colour of the sort of main political parties. So there's yellow for Lib Dem, blue for Conservative, red for Labour, and it says like stay home in the yellow. Conservatives have got protect the NHS, and Labour's got save lives. Maybe it's a Dominic Cummings strategy to try and get everybody who's watching to think that all the other parties are somehow involved in the management of the pandemic. So if it all goes tits up, obviously we won't just blame the Conservative Party. That was brilliant. I wasn't sure if anyone was going to do it. But yeah, like the whole street was there. Got kind of a bit emotional, really. Just nice to see people outside, isn't it? Because you sort of... I know we are allowed out. I've been out. But I'm thinking more about not going near people than, you know, feeling like I'm with people. But tonight it was like properly you know, got to wave a bit at the neighbours and, yeah, I mean, bloody hell, they don't half deserve it. I mean, what an amazing effort. And they're doing it without all the proper bloody gear. Like, how, I mean, how is that even possible? Should be doing it for shop workers as well, though. I mean, turns out, who would have thought it, that these key workers, you know, they might not make the millions that CEOs make or what the guys make in the city, but country kind of falls apart without all these other jobs that don't superficially look like they're impressive or important. Yeah, so we should clap for them as well, or at least I hope when this is over, if it is over ever, then, you know, people won't forget that. I thought I'd try and do a bit of baking since everyone else is doing it. So I've got the chairman here helping me out. We're making some hot crust buns. Is that right, buddy? Is that right? Yeah, they're in the oven right now, actually. I think they looked all right. Just check them out. Shit. The Prime Minister. Well, that's a big story. And he's not in the best of shape either, so that's not good for him. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah, so when I came back in, it was just like flour on the floor. He'd been walking through it. Total carnage. Have you watched those Alistair Green videos yet?
No, not yet, but I will do. It's on my list.
Yeah, check him out. He's really good.
So are you getting out every day?
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, it's not like having the Highlands on your front door, is it?
No, I know, but it's still important. You need to make sure you get outside just for, like, your mental health and everything.
Fucking hell, that is enough. That is enough.
That's how fast, come
on. I can't sleep because it's this really strange noise. It's been going on for a while now. It's coming from the wall. I don't know if you can hear that. I'm just gonna get up. In the fireplace, maybe? It's weird. I don't know, maybe it's like mice or something.
I've guessed Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, same, Kelly Clarkson.
Pop Idol, I know.
That's what I said, but it's wrong. That's
is it? Who is it?
It's Jennifer Lopez.
What?
Jennifer Lopez?
Was she no, she didn't perform, she was a judge. That's a nice trick question.
Yeah.
Well done.
Pathetic two for me on that round.
Got one.
I got five.
Whoa, well done. Tuesday, March 31st, death rates are still going up. It's just gone up another couple of hundred in the last day. We're over 2,000 now. And yeah, just got this letter from the Prime Minister. I'm hoping he hasn't written it himself because obviously I'd have to disinfect it then. I won't do the voice. So I'm writing to you to update you on the steps we're taking to combat coronavirus. The more we all follow the rules, the fewer lives will be lost and the sooner life can return to normal. It is with that great British spirit that we will beat coronavirus and we will beat it together. So it's just the British spirit, really, that we need. Don't need any of this other stuff. PPE. It's funny what you're saying about how fewer lives will be lost and the sooner life can get back to normal, return to normal, because I think normal's gone, mate, isn't it? Maybe this is a moment. It's terrible. It's horrible. We're all having to live through it. No one wants to be living through this right now. But could this be an opportunity to improve things, like make things better? In a way, it's sort of exposing how what was before wasn't actually normal. Like, what's now is normal. Having a virus come in and just completely dismantle all the kind of social conventions that we had got used to and just sort of took for granted, like a working week, a weekend. You know, there's no such thing as Sunday, like cosmically. It's just that's what we've given the names of the week so we can plan and, you know, keep a diary. All important things, being very useful. But at the same time, it's funny, isn't it? We keep talking about going back to normal. What we mean is going back to the fictions and the things that we made up that we feel secure being surrounded by. And I wonder if we can take this opportunity to, in a useful way, interrogate some of the fictions we had before, like having to go to work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. You know, maybe people might realise there's something to be gained. There's some value in, you know, working from home or being able to manage your time differently. And in more profound ways as well, you know, hopefully.
Do you know, it's not, I wouldn't even say it's better or worse, it's just really different. With flu, you can take a Lemsip, yeah. You can still lie down and rest and stuff, but if I've had proper flu, yes, I've slept a lot, but I've been able to read a book. This, I can't even focus, I'm literally lying, can't sleep.
Yeah.
Just feeling horrendous. Because the first 2 days, I was still sort of active and up and about, and then Patrick said, if you've got this, you need to go and, like, rest. It's probably going to get worse.
Are you isolating then? I mean, it's about 8 of you in the house, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't. Basically, I just lie in my bed. And at night, everyone comes in, but we have the windows open, but there's not really anything else we could do.
Yeah.
And everyone just leaves me alone in the day, really. I know they talked about herd immunity and stuff back in the...
Oh, my God, yeah.
..a few weeks ago and stuff. All the messages are, don't go to hospital. And obviously, I wouldn't go to hospital because I can breathe.
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's not a problem. But there is no way that I'm not passing whatever I have to the rest of this household. And in fact, Lily hasn't eaten all day today. She's a one-year-old.
Oh, fuck.
So she's not well.
Yeah, my friend was saying that as well. They tried to call 111.
And then it goes to the COVID line, doesn't it?
Right, yeah. It's just a bunch of people in a room just telling people not to go to hospital. Can't they at least track people that think they might be ill? But just take their address or something. There must be a better way to get a sense of where it is, what's going on.
Understanding the disease.
Yeah, it's like they've literally got call centres of people just telling people not to go to hospital. But then to call 111 if you feel really sick. And my mate was like, I've just called 111 and I've come through to you. Yeah, but Dad, that's not really the point, is it? Well, firstly, it hasn't stopped yet and it's still going up. But also, it's a false equivalence if you don't take into account what happens if we don't do anything. But it could have been 500,000. So it's not a question of saying we could just open everything up and the cost would be 20,000 people because that's all that's going to die. The cost of doing that could be 500,000 people. So is that a price worth paying? Yes, that's going to happen. I've lost my job. Yeah, but it's not in our hands to dictate whether it's not like a war, though. You keep saying that. It's not up to us when the virus decides to call it a day. Yeah, we can get a vaccine, fine, but it's going to be like at least a year. It's just going to take time. Jobs are going to be lost. The economy is going to be badly affected. I don't know why that's just in the news constantly. Yes, we know the economy is going to go down. But on the other side of this, it will come back again. Yeah, but that's the thing. It's not a question of what is the best option. We don't know how it's going to affect the economy. We don't know how many people are going to die. All we know for sure is that people are going to die. And if we do these measures now, we can save them. If that is the only certainty, why is it even a discussion?
Well, I don't know. I just keep hearing these scratches in the wall. I'm guessing that's what it is. You know, having all this food here.
Well, I'm definitely not coming round until you've got that sorted.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's that for sure. If I could have someone around to look at it, I'll call someone in, but there's not much I can do at the moment.
How is your money situation?
It's not great. I mean, I've not heard anything about this furlough business, so just waiting on that, really. Yeah, I don't know. Don't want to think about it, really.
What about your dad? Could you ask him for help?
No way. I'm not asking him for money. Not after last time.
Holy shit! I've got one! I've got a delivery slot. Jesus Christ, I've been waiting so long for that. Right, well, only took me a couple of weeks, but looks like I've got a delivery coming. When is it? 3 weeks' time. Brilliant. But, you know,
Better than nothing. Jesus Christ! What was that? Right, so I haven't been wearing them, but I'm definitely seeing more people outside with them on, so that's sort of making me think maybe I should be wearing them. I just don't get the messaging. It's a bit confusing. It's on the one hand, they're saying you don't need to wear a mask, but please don't buy any masks because the NHS staff need them. And so if they need them, surely they must do something, right? Which makes me just think it's nothing to do with it not doing anything for you. It's more that they've made such a bloody balls up of having the PPE for the NHS workers that they're having to basically ask us to risk our lives just to cover their own mistakes. I mean, look, they do need it more than I do because I'm just here. You know, I'm only going out once a day, but it clearly does something. I mean, look at the Far East, right? Korea, Vietnam, China, they all wear masks. And correct me if I'm wrong, but have they not handled this pretty well? Certainly compared to what we're doing anyway. I've just done something so bad. I just went to put the bins out and I was singing a Snoop Dogg track or something. Anyway, I look up and there's a fucking hearse in the middle of the street. And then I realise there are about 10 people just standing right there, totally silent. Must have heard me rapping when I came out of the house. All dressed in black. And then the fucking coffin comes out. I don't know who it is. I think it's an old lady lives across the street. I don't know. I've never spoken to her, but I imagine it's coronavirus on our street. Oh, I feel so embarrassed. I'm sure they didn't even notice it, but it was just weird because it was, you know, obviously no one's around, so it's just totally silent. I had no idea. That's them going off now. Oh, shit. What, you've just volunteered? Sure, that's a good idea. I mean, look, that is commendable, but I mean, you're pretty high risk. You're over 70 and you've just had a heart operation. Oh, okay. They keep you away from the coronavirus patients. But still, though, it's a bit of an epicenter, isn't it, for that sort of stuff? So when will you find out? Shit. Yeah, no, I'm impressed. What's that? You got into a what? You got into a fight, right? Where were you cycling? Yeah, no, I don't know it, but hang on. What do you mean it was black? Yeah, but why did you say that? It's got nothing to do with the story, has it? It's just a bit racist, isn't it? You thought he was a drug dealer. Well, that's even more racist, Dad. It is racist. Of course it's racist. But Dad, if he was a white guy, you wouldn't have said this big white guy got out. So why did you say black guy? Yeah, but just think about that. Well, anyway, what happened? He obviously didn't beat you up. You scared him off. I'm sure you did. Someone was in here. Well, I don't know. No. What, call the police and then what are they going to say? Someone came in and fucking stacked some tins up on the floor. Yeah, just in the middle of the floor. Yeah. But I don't know, fucking telling them. It's not a fucking ghost. I don't know why they would do it. I don't think so. I haven't looked. That's not the point. Someone has been in the house. Look, I'm not having a go at you. I just called you because I'm scared.
Yeah, did you see that? Where were they going? Côte d'Azur? Yeah, probably Saint-Tropez or something. Yeah. Seven men aged 40 to 50 and three women aged 23 to 25. I think there's a bit more to that story. Yeah, exactly. All right, yeah. Same as everyone else, really. Although, you'll never guess... well, you probably will guess. You know, Karen next door, she's having a bloody barbecue. Yeah, can you hear that? Yeah. Yeah, it's about four people there. Well, she lives on her own, so... Can you even have family, though? I don't think so. Yeah, I should.
But no apology, Home Secretary, for these failings which NHS staff and their families blame on the government.
Well, I'm sorry if people feel that there have
been... I'm sorry if you feel there have been failings. Oh, I'm sorry if you feel you've died. You've got to be kidding me. What the fuck is wrong with these people? That's the thing, they just kick them out of hospital, don't even test them, and send them straight into a care home in the most at-risk group. Yeah, thousands probably. Yeah, so you're doing it then. So when do you start? Next week. Are you sure it's a good idea? You sound excited about it. No, it's good to see you giving back, you know, after all your generation have done to ours. Dad, you do realise you didn't actually fight in the war, right? Because I'm not convinced that you know that. Yeah, well, I probably would if I was a doctor, but I'm not. So what am I supposed to do? I have been looking into volunteering, actually. I'm just getting round to it. Anyway, it doesn't matter if I volunteer now or not. Point is, we're the ones who are getting screwed over right now so that we can stay inside and protect you lot. I'm not saying we don't want to do it. I'm happy to do it. I'm just saying that... You know, maybe all these people in your generation that are landlords and whatnot, maybe they can offer to drop the rent for a couple of months or something. It was most of you lot that voted for Brexit. Right, I'll give you that we don't know if it's going to be good or bad. But the point is, it's risky, isn't it? And it's putting our futures at risk. And most of us didn't vote for that. That's all I'm saying. April 14th. God, I don't even know what day it is. I think it's Tuesday. So somebody has been claiming that this 5G system is somehow contributing to coronavirus deaths. Because I think it's something to do with it maybe scrambling your DNA. I don't understand how that has got into people's imaginations. So much that they're burning fucking phone masts. I love a conspiracy theory as much as the next person. But, you know, I like them because it's fun to imagine in a way. But don't go burning fucking phone masts down. I mean, right now, we definitely need them. But also, this is the thing about conspiracy theories and this kind of conspiracy theory, is that in a weird way, it makes people feel more secure to think that there's a conspiracy going on. To think that somewhere, somebody is manipulating all this, you know, some organisation in the shadows is responsible for the chaos right now. Because although that is supposed to be the thing that scares you, people actually, I think, find the idea of that more reassuring than the idea that this shit is just happening. And I get that in a way. Like, you know, it's a perfectly human thing to not want to feel scared and feel in control. But I don't know, it's just, I find it crazy. I just think, wouldn't it in a way be better to just accept that this isn't a conspiracy, that this is actually how things work? I know, silly trying to dig into the logic, because there isn't any. But I just think maybe if there's a way to, you know, challenge it enough so that it'll stop someone burning a fucking phone mast down, then I've got to try, haven't I? Yes, they reckon this virus might have come out of a lab.
Is that not just a bit of a conspiracy theory?
I don't know. I mean, basically, there is a virology lab right outside of Wuhan, and apparently that's where they've been testing similar things before. So, I mean, it's a bit of a coincidence. And what is the wet market anyway?
I don't know, you tell me.
Well, I don't know. Hello? Hello, Mum? Mum, I can't hear you. You got to put the, put the microphone on. I'm going to call you. Oh, there you go.
I'm doing my bit is by working every hour God sends.
Well, every health minister's doing that around the world. But my question to you is, will you be taking a pay cut, as you urge footballers to do, and as the government in New Zealand is doing? Yes or no?
Well, I'm not proposing to do that. What I am proposing to do is work...
Oh. Shit. Is that a power cut? I can see lights on the rest of the street, so it must be the fuse. Let's have a look. Hi, Chairman, how you doing? You all right? Yeah, I think it's just the fuse has gone, mate. Always the back of the bloody cupboard. No. Oh. It's back on. That's weird. Oh, shit. I missed the clap. Oh, I can't go out now because that's... If I go out halfway through, it's going to look like I don't really give a shit. But if I don't go out, there could be lots of reasons why I haven't done it. Yeah, fuck it. I'm hearing it again. Let's... Oh, God. Oh, God. Chairman. Oh, God. How did you get in here?
No, come on, be serious. I was only joking.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's like the other day, all the doors in the house just slammed shut. I keep hearing these scratches. No idea what they are. I don't think they're mice. I don't know, maybe I just need to get out.
Yeah, you should. It's important to try and get out a bit.
But also, I didn't tell you this, but just after I moved in, one of the neighbours mentioned something about something that happened here once. Something really bad.
Like what?
I don't know. They didn't say.
Well, why didn't you tell me that?
Because it's probably nonsense and I didn't want to scare you off from coming round.
Why don't you try and look into it before getting upset? There must be something online about it.
Yeah, hi there. I'm just wondering if you can help me. I'm trying to find some information about my flat, or like the history of my flat. And I just wondered, if is there anywhere I can find maybe some information about who might have lived there, or maybe some news archive, possibly?
Everything's shut because of the pandemic at the moment, fortunately. Perhaps you may want to try Ancestry.com. That might be a good place to start.
All right, yeah, brilliant. Thanks for your help.
Okay, no problem.
All right, cheers. Bye-bye.
A delivery from Turkey carrying a large shipment of gowns and other kit has been delayed.
Our first report... So that's over 100 NHS staff now died. Oh, that's Matt. Yes, mate? What do you mean? What about the furlough scheme? Isn't that... Well, I don't understand. So... I haven't been there long enough to qualify for it. What difference does it make? I work there just like anyone else. Are you sure? There hasn't been some kind of mistake. Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm not having a go at you, but couldn't you have just made something up? Well, is there even going to be a job at the end of this?
I haven't really found anything, so I've just put some requests on like forums and stuff. Hopefully someone will get back to me about it.
Oh yeah, that sounds interesting.
I'm a little bit nervous about what it might be, but...
Yeah, try not to think about it too much.
I'm not willing to 100% say, yeah, I think schools should open because we'll all be fine. Because it's simply not true.
Yeah, yeah.
And although, yes, statistically it's really low. Well, having said that, some of our staff are BME staff. Well, quite frankly, they should not have to come into work. because the percentage of them being ill and dying
right.
is significantly higher.
And they shouldn't be punished for that.
Has the government made any thought about that? Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be punished for that or vilified for that. Like, that's
exactly
the thing, is like,
that.
Can't they do it so that it's much more of an open, honest conversation then? It's like...
Right, I'm not joking. I think someone's in the house. That is... Yeah, that is... That's footsteps. Oh, my God.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
But when I went through to the kitchen, the back door was open.
What? So have you phoned the police?
To say what? Someone walked into my house and then left the door open. I mean, I don't even know they can come round, can they, at the moment? Nothing was stolen.
I mean, someone came into your flat. You need to call the police. Doesn't matter if they took something or not. Look, are you sure you didn't leave it open in the day?
I definitely didn't leave it open. I'm sorry, I'm just so fucking tired of the news. I'm just constantly reading the news about this virus, recession, fucking endless lockdown.
You don't seem like you're getting a lot of sleep. Maybe you should speak to someone.
Well, like a therapist.
Why don't you just try the NHS helpline?
Right, so as you know, I put a request out on one of those forums and looks like someone's got back to me. Which is great. Just having a look now. Dear Mr. Williams, this might be of some interest. Okay. Thank you, Roger. Holy shit. You are fucking kidding me.
Right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So this is from 1895, the Tooting tragedy. Tooting was on March 7th the scene of one of the most terrible tragedies that have occurred in London for many years. It resulted in the death by suicide of a man named Frank Taylor, a plasterer of Fountain Road. But wait, after he murdered his wife Martha and six of his children, including newborn baby George.
Shit.
Eldest child Frank Taylor survived. What follows is best described by the surviving boy, who made this statement. At about 5:30 in the morning, I was in the back bedroom with my brothers and sisters when I heard my mother scream out murder, then followed the sound of a heavy thud on the floor of the front bedroom. Immediately afterwards, father came into our room where, in addition to myself, there were my brothers and sisters, Maggie, aged 13, Annie, 11, Florrie, 7, Freddie, 5, Willie, 3, and George, 3 months. On entering the room, father said, "Oh, Frank, where are you?" I replied, "I'm here, father." He then, without saying another word, seized me by the throat with his left hand, cut me on the right side of the throat and on both my hands and left arm with some sharp instrument, which I now know to have been a razor. At the time, all the other children were screaming and my father then left the room. I managed to crawl into a corner and almost immediately afterwards, father came back and commenced cutting the throats of my brothers and sisters. He did them all except Florrie and he then fell backwards on the floor and moaned. He got up soon afterwards and went into mother's bedroom and I heard him sharpening the razor. He then came back and cut Florrie's throat. And immediately after, stumbled back into his own room and exclaimed, "Oh, Lord!" And then he moaned.
Well, are we over 20,000 now? At some level, that has to be mistakes made by the government, surely. It's not about blaming. I'm not just blaming for the sake of it. It's about what they're blaming them for. Yeah, but if you can't scrutinise the decisions they're making and the consequences of those decisions, then what's the bloody point of any of it? Why have an election at all? Exactly, can you imagine if it was Corbyn in charge? If they're not handling it well, then isn't that reflective of them not being able to govern very well? No, Dad, you're the snowflake if you're the one getting upset. How can they possibly be doing a good job if the only measure of the job they're doing is whether people are dying or not? By that measure, people are definitely dying at a much worse rate than in other countries. You can't just say that's what the science says. There were lots of scientists saying lots of different things. What they mean is that's what some scientists were saying. That's the scientific advice they chose to latch onto. But what's that got to do with China? I don't live in China. And also, can you stop saying China? It's not all of China. It's just the Chinese government. Yeah, I saw that. Norman Hunter. You're always talking about him. He's a bit older than you, though, wasn't he?
I can announce that we have met our goal. The number of tests yesterday, on the last day of April, was 122,000.
Yeah, but did you hit the target, or did you just fudge it a bit to make it look like you did? I mean, to be fair, you've got to set a target. I mean, if you hadn't said 100,000, then you wouldn't have got anywhere near it. But just say it. Just say you didn't get 100,000, but you've done a great job. To be honest, I think people would be happy with that.
I'll tell you this. The testing capacity that we've built... Official statistics show the UK has now recorded the highest number of deaths linked to coronavirus in Europe. In England and Wales, almost a quarter happened in care homes, where deaths are still rising.
I've decided not to join in the clap tonight. Maybe that's wrong. I don't know. I mean, starting to feel a little bit like, you know, this is drawing attention away from the fact that these people shouldn't have to put their lives on the line like this. They are heroes. I've been reading a bit about, you know, what NHS staff are saying, that you know, they're not heroes and all that. And that, you know, what they really need is financial support. And, you know, next time there's a vote for a bloody nurse's pay rise, maybe that could be voted for now. And that the clap is somehow kind of clouding that issue and drawing attention away from the fact that they've been woefully underfunded and not given support, not given the protection that, you know, National Health Service is entitled to. And I don't want to get political. It's not about right or left or who's good and who's bad. It's like there are good people and bad people in each side. And how do we know how it might have been handled by someone else? It might have been worse. We just don't know. But it's just one thing after another of this PPE we're supposed to be getting flown in from Turkey. Turkey, I mean, this is months down the line. Right, so I've just come down to the park today and, well, as you could probably tell, I can't believe it really. It's like there's about 20 groups of people just sat around. Seems like lockdown's over.
Statistics are telling us that, yeah?
Did you get hold of her?
In the UK are more,
yeah, what's going on? Patrick's taking her in now. Is she all right? Is she breathing all right? Fucking hell. You don't know that. We don't even know if it's coronavirus. All right, Dad, she's calling me. Hello? What's going on? You all right? So what, they just said come straight in?
All
right, just let us know, yeah? All right, speak to you in a bit. Fuck. So, she doesn't sound great, but fuck. Yeah. I can hear it again. Oh God, something. I can hear. It's in the room. It's in the room. Ah! What the fuck?
Have you been watching Normal People then?
No, I haven't seen it yet. But, yeah, look. So something happened last night.
Like what?
Like something came into the bedroom and pulled the covers off the bed.
Really?
I'm not making it up. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but something fucking came into the room last night and pulled covers off the bed. Look, I've got it recorded. Yeah, so why don't I send you the file? And you can hear it for yourself. There's fucking footsteps.
Look, did you give that number a call?
I don't need to call someone about it. What the fuck am I going to tell them?
We are currently experiencing exceptionally high demand on our helpline, and therefore are needing to keep calls short so we may answer as many calls as possible and help everyone that needs our support. Thank you for calling Anxiety UK's info line. We are now connecting you to a trained volunteer who will provide you with information regarding stress, anxiety, anxiety-based depression, and the services we offer. Please hold until we connect you.
Oh, fuck this. What am I going to tell them? Like, my house is being haunted by the ghost of a fucking murderer. I think they've got bigger things to worry about right now. Yeah, hi. How you doing? Is it? Is it that long? How are you doing? Yeah, right. Can you believe it? Yeah, well, no, I'm all right. I was just, you know, I've just been calling friends, you know, making sure everyone's all right. You keeping all right? You good? Yeah, good. I was just wondering, you still got that outhouse in the back of your garden? The thing is, yeah, I've just, my whole flat is just completely flooded and, you know, I just wondered if it was... She's actually, she's in Scotland. No, she wanted to stay up there with her dad. No, it's not like that. I did want to speak... Hello?
So did you listen to it?
Yeah, I did, but I couldn't really tell what was going on.
Well, I told you what was going on. Right, well, anyway, there was something else this morning. So I was going through the files on the recorder, and there's a fucking file there that I didn't record. And, well, just listen to it. That is me asleep in my bedroom. But wait. Did you hear that?
If I'm being honest, I can't really tell what it is.
But if that's me snoring, then who the fuck recorded that? There's someone else's voice in my room and I am asleep.
Like, have you called that number yet?
Yes, I called it. And I told them, like, there's something fucking weird going on in the house. And they didn't believe me, and that was it.
And how's chairman?
Well, yeah, that's another thing as well, because I haven't seen him for a couple of days now.
Hello? Yeah, hi. Look, I don't really know who I need to speak to here or how this might work, but I really need to talk to someone about this thing. Yeah, of course, it's Ben. Hi, yeah. No, I don't. I'm not a regular at all. I don't think I've ever been to church, to be honest. Well, basically, I think my house might be haunted. And I just thought maybe you guys, you know, if you believe in God, then maybe you believe in this other stuff. Look, I'm not pulling your leg. Honestly, all sorts, really. Things have been breaking. I'm hearing strange noises. There's this baby crying all the time. And the other day, I think it seemed like someone had been in the house, but yeah, I live on my own. Is there any chance that someone maybe could come out, or maybe the vicar or something? I just don't know what to do, and I just thought, I don't know, maybe someone could do an exorcism or something. Well, I don't think a Zoom consultation is going to cut it, to be honest. Look, just forget about it. It's fine. I'm sorry to bother you. Hi, Mum? Yeah, no, I'm fine. Yeah. Honestly, I'm fine. I was just wanted to see how you're doing. Oh, good. How's Grandad? I don't know if you're getting this, but I'm hearing the footsteps again. Hello? What the fuck was that? No, 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 get up! Get up! Get up!
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.